a Mililani man who started collecting signatures on a petition to remove city prosecutor Keith Conashiro from office because of malfeasance, has managed to get more than 800 people to put their name to the online drive. But Tracy Yoshimura says while the law is vague about what happens next, he plans to drop off copies of the petition to a number of government offices today. Yoshimura faced gambling charges over sweepstakes direct machines that were seized by the city years ago. Those charges were later thrown out. Yoshimura believes he was unfairly targeted, even though he wrote to the state and city before rolling those machines out. He says his case is making its way up to the Hawaii Supreme Court.
Because nobody seems to have a definitive answer, you know, as how this process is, you know, specifically supposed to move ahead, one of the moves we're going to do is to drop off a copy of the petition along with the signatures to the governor's office, to the attorney general's office, to the mayor's office, to the city council, and to the clerk at the circuit court. And I mean, that way there, every agency is fully aware of what's going on, and if it's within their responsibility or wherewithal to do something, that we know that it's there, and nobody can come to claim that and say that we weren't aware of this. So we're putting it out there to get in front of everybody so that everybody can take a look at it and help us to get direction.
You initially were going to try to go to the Supreme Court.
Yes, because the city charter, or the information that we were getting, is that that's where it had to go first, to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court would then send the signatures down to the city clerk for certification. But we were notified by other people looking into this that there's a Hawaii revised statute, which now is on the state side, that dictates that it goes through the circuit courts. But other than saying how the petition needs to be started, just roughly saying that it takes 500 signatures to initiate the process, and one the city saying that it needs to go to the Supreme Court, the state saying it goes to circuit court, other than that, there's really no specifics.
Okay, so it's not as easy as you might have thought to get this thing filed.
You'd say that, yes.
Okay, and then
I would agree with that.
One of Keith Conashiro's first deputies has stepped aside during this probe. Do you believe Keith should do that too?
Without question, as well as Jan Futa or anybody that gets caught up into this, because the potential is there that this could lead to a conviction or other type of law enforcement reprimand, which, you know, raises issues about their credibility or integrity that the defense lawyers will use, just by the mere possibility that they could be convicted or found guilty of wrongdoing that would threaten the legal status of any and every case in that office that ever has been there, that these prosecutors have touched or have been under the supervision of Prosecutor Conashiro. That is a tremendous threat to the public for, you know, two things. I mean, cases could be dismissed, active cases that have been wrong done could be overturned, criminals could be released to prison, I mean, from prison out to the streets, and then the financial cost with all these cases be challenged is absolutely astronomical. But the public threat is the main thing of having, you know, these dangerous criminals out on the street set free to roam and threaten people's lives and, you know, well-being.
We've been talking to Tracy Yoshimura, who started an online petition to begin impeachment process against city prosecutor Keith Conashiro amidst reports that he and two of his top deputies, Chastity Cipolla and Jan Futa, have received letters from federal law enforcement that they're being investigated.